Now the Soho Tells Women's FAI Cup final takes centre stage at the Aviva Stadium today at 12:05. I'll be there reporting for 98FM and Off the Ball. And it's time to preview that game now. We'll hear in a moment from the Wexford Youth manager Tom Elms. But first, it's the Piedmont boss James O'Callaghan, a league winning manager very recently.
And that's great, Jamie. The girls have been brilliant all season. They've been really consistent. They've worked really hard, you know, so it was great to get to win the league.
You've had some really great games this season against the likes of Wexford, and in recent weeks the couple of matches against Shells have just been probably really good preparation for what you'll face here on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, we only lost one game all season and drew two, and it still went to the last game of the season. So, you know, some credit needs to go to Shelbourne, who really made that happen. But, you know, it's been a really tough league. The quality's been really good, so we're just delighted.
So you move now to Cup Final week. What's your own feelings as a manager getting ready for what is your second Cup Final in a couple of years? Of course, well, you were here last year, you have that experience, but what words do you use to describe how you're feeling at the moment?
No, we're really excited. You know, as I said, it was great to win the league, so that's a bit of pressure off us. So we're trying to enjoy the week. We look forward to going to the Aviva on Sunday. You know, even though it's great to get there, it's not a great place to go if you don't get the result. So, you know, we're training really hard this week. You know, just it's all big focus on Sunday.
How does Cup Final week work for you as the manager?
Again, we try to just keep as a normal week, and we train, do our usual training sessions, you know, and just the same focus. We're playing Wexford. We've played them 3 times this season already. Every time we played them, it's been really, really competitive. They're a top side. They probably haven't been as consistent in the league this year as they would have liked, but they still made the final of the League Cup, and they're in the final here on Sunday. So it's going to be a really tough game.
And the Aviva itself is an amazing place to play a football match, and we've heard this week calls for maybe the women's game to be on a different day to the men, or in Tala Stadium, where you might get an 8,000 sellout. I've been covering all the women's national games in Tala, and in recent weeks and months, it's been a great place to for the girls to play, given it's like full. This place won't even be full for the men's match. Have you heard that debate, and what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I've seen that on social media, some of the comments being made, but I think the girls, in fairness to them, they really want to play here. I don't think you see a lot of the top games get played here, even the Leinster senior finals matches get played here. They don't fill it out either. So I don't think there should be this big thing about, well, the women don't fill it, they shouldn't play there. The women really want to play there, and I think that's fair enough.
And lastly, if your team was to win it and, you know, be able to couple with the success of the season and other competitions and stuff, what would that mean to everybody at the club?
Listen, the setup in Piedmont in terms of the school boy and school girl system is really good. You know, they produce lots and lots of players all the time. You know, so for the club, the committee members, the volunteers, everybody involved in Piedmont, you know, for us to win the league was a great achievement, and they're all delighted with that. So everybody's just looking forward to putting in a good performance now on Sunday.
The Piedmont manager James O'Callaghan, and he'll be against Tom Elms of Wexford today.
Yeah, no, it's nice to be back again. It's a great place to come and play. You're not going to get too many opportunities, play and manage. You're not going to get too many opportunities, so you have to enjoy them while you're here.
Yeah, this time last year you were again preparing to face Piedmont in the final. You won the final 1-0. What's your memories of that day?
It just flew by. It was my first time here as a manager. It was a fantastic experience. Again, like it's like any other game, it's 90 minutes, so you just have to prepare for that. But again, on the day, I thought that the girls played, you know, out of their skin on the day, and the goal we scored with Katrina Parrick was fantastic. And looking at the squad that we have going into it this time, I think we've actually strengthened ourselves. I'm also aware of conscious of the fact that PMAT have probably gelled together over this year, and they're probably a stronger team coming into as well. But we're very confident in what we have this year.
And the task at hand is against the league champions. They've had a couple of great games recently against Shelburne, which I'm sure you've been able to watch. What do you make of the challenge that you'll face on Sunday?
Yeah, look, straight away, the games we've had this year against the top three sides is always going to be close. There's been nothing between us. We were able to look back at the games and see where we can be a little bit better, and maybe where we've been a little bit unfortunate. And it just helps you prepare. But again, we do face each other quite a few times during the year, so we have a good idea of what's coming. But I think all on the day, it comes down to, sometimes it comes down to that little bit of luck, or maybe the team that, you know, puts on in that little bit more effort. And look, that's kind of cup finals, isn't it, really? Cup final day, anything can happen.
And there's been a debate recently as well, a couple of people in the media talking about the final being on the same day as the men's final, and you know, the stadium being so big and maybe not so full for the first match, and, you know, should it be in somewhere like Tala Stadium at 8,000, as we've seen with the women's national games recently, and, you know, have the place packed. Have you got a view on that?
First time I'd heard it was last year when we played here, and I know they kind of packed out the far side of the stadium. And for the players we spoke to, you know, they just said, look, they wouldn't care if the place was empty. For them, it's about coming to their national stadium and getting an opportunity to play on that pitch. And, you know, they come here and they see the men's first team. I know, look, you know, you can argue the women's senior national team don't play here. And I know they packed out Tala the last day, and it's probably something that, you know, is what they want to aim towards. But just for our girls, those opportunities maybe don't come as often, and for them it was all about just coming out and playing on that surface and you know, being able to say you went and done that. But that's the same for me as well, as a coach and a manager, being able to say that, you know, I was on the sideline here, it's absolutely fantastic. And whilst some of the supporters that came in to watch us would have stayed on and maybe watched the men's game, I don't think too many are coming in that little bit earlier to catch our game with the idea of mainly coming in to watch the men. So I mean, maybe it's whether it's easy to organise with the two on the same day. Maybe the men's final can kind of overshadow the women's final that little bit. But again, for us, it's all about the game. We're just really looking forward to that game and preparing as best we can and coming out with the best result.
That's the voice of Tom Elmsey, Wexford Youth Women's Manager, ahead of his Soho Hotels Cup final today at the Aviva Stadium at 12:05 against Piemont United. Piemont the league winners, and Wexford beat Piemont 1-0 in last year's final. Well done to Finn Harps, who will be in the Premier Division next season, after they beat Drogheda 2-0 after extra time, 2-1 in aggregate at Finn Park on Friday, to retain their place in the Premier on one of the worst League of Ireland pitches I've ever seen. If you check at JB Moore Sport on Twitter, I tweeted a photo yesterday, and some Finn Harps fans not too impressed with my thoughts on the pitch. But for me, not acceptable for such an important League of Ireland match. Weather aside, it was really, really, really in poor condition. Now, the Aviva Stadium pitch won't be in poor condition today for the men's final after the ladies' final. It's at 3:40. Dundalk looking to win the treble under Vinnie Perth, and Shamrock Rovers trying to win their first FAI Cup since 1987. They've won the trophy 24 times, the most of any League of Ireland club, and it's that game we're going to preview now. Stephen Bradley and Sean Kavanagh of Shamrock Rovers will be along in just a second. But first, it's the Dundalk head coach, Vinnie Perth.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I think there's no doubt that the FAI Cup, in my opinion, has been devalued to a point this season. So I think this is an opportunity for both teams to put a special day on. I think there's no doubt they're the two best teams. And just hope not every cup final is brilliant, and I hope it's similar to the games we played against each other this season, where it's been good, free-flowing football and been a real showcase. And it's an opportunity for us to represent the league and make people proud of what we have to offer.
Why has it been devalued?
Well, I think, you know, there's no doubt we've had, like, for example, a quarter final we had to play on a Monday night down in Waterford, and just throwed in an old game against Cork on the Friday before that, where we're trying to win the league. We've had other issues and teams moved, games moved, so. This is the showcase cup. We should be very proud of this cup. So, you know, people have forgotten about that, and maybe I shouldn't bring it up. But I really hope we can finish it in style here in the Aviva Stadium.
News today that Chris Shields won't be available due to suspension. What happened?
Well, I mean, look, this season we've had a huge amount of adversity. We've had, you know, ridiculous amount of injuries, impact. We've only had one muscle injury again. The semi-final, that was Patrick, played, and we had to play the fixture. Computer decided, well, he's have to play on Monday before that as well. So we've always bounced back. We've always been strong. You know, people like Chris play on the edge, and there's always a fear of that, but we've accepted it, we move on, we're prepared for it, and we've battled the hard way in this cup. We've been in the middle of Europe, we were down in Cove, been away to Waterford, away to Derry and away to Sligo. So if we're going to win this cup, we'll have to do it the hard way, and not having Chris makes it a little bit more difficult than it needs to be.
Is there an argument, given that you had won the league, of maybe not playing him in the last couple of league games because he was on yellows, or
there's loads of different scenarios, and I'll speak about that after the cup final. The one thing we've never done is made excuses in any way, shape or form, so it is what it is. We'll accept it and move on, not overly happy about it, but there you go. We have, you know, we've real competition, we've worked on different systems with things like this in mind. You know, we've toyed around with three at the back, for argument's sake, so we've a lot we can do, and we're very comfortable with the squad we have.
Haven't had four cup finals here in a row. Will cup final week or cup final day change much, or will it be same?
No, I mean, I think the players are very experienced, but at the same time, it's a different day. It's a special day. It's one of the most special days of your life. We've experienced winning here and we've experienced losing, and I have as a player as well. I've also experienced being left out of a team and being in a team as well, so I get all of that stuff, and it's difficult. Every player will want to play, but we've a fantastic squad, and you could debate our team all day long in terms of who starts. So just a normal week for us in that sense. But there's a little edge to it because it's an opportunity for us to create a little bit of history, and we'll go after it in the right manner. And, you know, no matter what happens, we've had a great season this year. It's just a chance to finish it in style.
Full videos of all of our FAI Cup previews on youtube.com/offtheball. That's the Dundalk head coach, Vinnie Perth, not happy about Chris Shields' suspension, but he'd be very happy if his team can win the treble at around 5:30 this evening. The team facing them are Shamrock Rovers. They haven't won the Cup since 1987, but their most successful League of Ireland club in the Cup, with 24 FAI trophies in their trophy cabinet down there in Tallaght Stadium. We'll hear from the man who hopes to lead them to it, Stephen Bradley, the manager, and Sean Kavanagh, left back in the team of the year from Ringsend, just around the corner from the stadium. They're both with us next on 98.
98 FMs, now that's what I call sport, with Jamie Moore.
Huge day ahead for Dublin club Shamrock Rovers in the FAI Cup final against Dundalk at the Aviva Stadium at 3:40. I've been chatting to their head coach, Stephen Bradley.
What type of words would you use to describe how everybody at the club is feeling? Yourself, players, fans? Like, it's a great occasion and I'm sure you're all really excited.
Yeah, excitement. You have that nervous tension, which is always healthy. We're really looking forward to it. We believe it's going to be a really good game, two good sides. We're really looking forward to it.
How does cup final week work for you as the manager, and are you extra busy given it's an extra couple of days and a bigger game as such, or?
No, we try and keep training and everything as normal as possible. Obviously all the media that comes with the final keeps you on your toes and keeps you busy, but other than that we try and keep everything as normal as possible.
And you say that nervous tension that yourself and the players have, that's a good thing to have before a big match, isn't it?
Yeah, I always felt I was when I played, and now as a manager before big games, it's nice to get that. Like I said, once you harness it and use it in the right way, and it can be a real positive.
So roll us back to 2010, the last time you played here. I think it was the last time. Did you play here after that, or was it 2010 the final?
Yeah, 2010. Sligo, obviously. We got beaten penalties, but what I can remember of the game was a decent game. Sligo were a good side then, and obviously they beat us on penalties.
Would you have thought then that it would be 9 years until Rovers were back in a final? I know you didn't know you were going to be the manager and stuff, but like it's been a long wait.
Look, I think when you get the games like this and finals, you can't take them for granted, because like you said, it's 9 years. You don't know when the next one is, and you got to grasp it and really embrace it. And hopefully, we can do that this Sunday.
Yeah, I spoke to Sean Kavanagh. He's not played here, but he's played a lot of games in the Championship. Jack Byrne and Graham Burke have great experience here. A lot of your other players have played in big games and big stadiums across the world, as have Dundalk. So it being here and in a big stadium and a big crowd, does that make much difference to how people will play and coach and stuff?
No, I don't think so. I think, like you said, they've obviously played here for a few years, so they're well used to it. Our players have played in a lot of big games throughout their career. We've 6 full internationals, so I don't see any of the stadium or the crowd or the pitch being an issue for either team. I just see two teams that will be going all out to win the game.
And the games against Dundalk over the last couple of seasons, particularly this season again, you know, they've been tight, they've been exciting. Will this one be any different to the ones you faced them against before?
I don't think so. I think, like you said, they're two really good sides. When we played each other, it's been very tight. It's been small margins in the games. Some big calls have swung them games either way. Like I said, hopefully on Sunday, them small margins are with us, but it's going to be a really good game.
And the crowd as well, Stephen, 36,000 here for that final you played in 2010, the biggest of all of the finals so far. Been a great push of the last few weeks to try and get this even bigger. And Shamrock Rovers has done a great job. I love the videos of the fans abroad coming home to watch the match and stuff. What would you say to like a neutral who's not a League of Ireland fan that goes to watch Premier League games or watches Ireland on the telly and thinks League of Ireland is crap, about coming here spending €15 to come and watch the two best teams on Sunday?
Yeah, well, you have two of the best teams in the country. You have full internationals on the pitch. You've got some fantastic footballers on the pitch. And if you haven't seen the game before and you come to the game on Sunday, I'm sure you'll walk away very impressed with what you see.
Because it's a good chance, you know, to show with, you know, debates about the moment about where the football is going and the FAI and, you know, debates about where the league is, to go, well, these are our two best teams in our best stadium and this is what we can show you. Like,
yeah, and I don't doubt that both teams will put their best foot forward. I think both teams are full of top players, and they've shown, both teams have shown on big occasions, they show up and they play, and like I said, I don't see Sunday being any different.
And lastly, I know you spoke during the week to the newspapers about your own job you've done and how excited you are to be there on the sideline on Sunday leading the team, and about maybe some of the stick you would have got over the previous couple of years as well. If your team could win this trophy, what would that mean to you as the manager, as a young manager, your first job and, you know, a first major trophy if you can do?
No, look, we'll we'll just concentrate on trying to win the game over 90 minutes, and everyone knows what it means to this club and what it means to the players and the fans and the staff, everyone involved, not just myself. So like I said, we'll do everything possible to try and make that a reality on Sunday.
What year is your birthday? Around 87, 86?
84.
My God. I said to Sean Cavanagh, because he's 94 and I'm 89, that you might have been about 3 when Rovers last won the league. So that was actually, or the cup. That was, not the league, the cup. That was a decent guess, but you don't remember much about it, I'm sure.
No, I don't. I'm still in nappies, obviously.
But that history is something that the club has spoken about a lot. And if you could win the 25th as well, like, just the weight and... It would just be amazing for your club, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, it would. It's obviously, there's no going away from how much it means to everyone involved in the club. We know that as a group of players, a group of staff, and as a group as a whole, we understand that, we know that. And like, we spoke to the players about embracing that and going and enjoying the occasion on Sunday.
The Shamrock Rovers head coach, Stephen Bradley. Now, local lad Sean Cavanagh will be playing in his local stadium, and he can't wait for kickoff.
Yeah, good, not too bad. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Have you played here before? I don't think you have.
No, I've never played here. I've obviously been to watch a few games, and that's it, but I've never actually played here. I've been in the dressing room, so looking forward to it.
What's your expectations from playing in the cup final up the road from where you live?
Obviously, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I'll have a lot of people here, only being down the road, and yeah, just like I said, I'm looking forward to it, and just, yeah, can't wait really.
How many friends, family, people are coming to watch you?
I think I have probably at least 30. Well, I think my family got about 20, 25, and then I'll have maybe 5 or 10 friends as well, so I'll have, yeah, probably the guts of 30, 35 people.
What would that mean to you to be playing, like, literally, you could probably, if you stood on the roof of the stadium, like, throw a rock through your house window? You're that close, like.
Yeah, it's great. It's nice. I could actually, from my house, I can see the stadium. So, yeah, it's a nice feeling, and it's always one that I said I'd love to play here. And it's weird, because any time I drive by with my son in the car, he'd say, "Oh, Daddy, there's your football match." So he's been saying that since the start of the season. So it's obviously, it's one that's worked out well, and... yeah, I was just happy when we got here. I was always thought about that moment where he was saying that.
His name is Freddie, and he'll be here, I'm sure, to watch you. When you're, like, warming up and national anthems and stuff, will you look for your family? Will you be able to take a minute to kind of give them a wave and say hi, or is it total in the zone?
No, I normally do that most games in Tella. I know where they sit, so when we come out and line up, I'd have a little wave up, and I'll try spot them, but obviously there'll be a bigger crowd here, I think, so it'll probably be harder, but I'll try spot them and see if I can.
Now, you've experienced in the UK playing in the Championship for Fulham in front of big crowds, so big crowds and big stadiums won't be something new to you. A lot of your teammates would have been the same as well, so from that sense, the same with Dundalk, they've been here for the last 4 seasons. There's not too much new about playing in big stadiums.
Yeah, I don't think you'll probably get the fright factor of maybe, I don't know, many people that haven't played in front of crowds, or say 15, 16 year old lad, but I've obviously personally played in front of some big crowds, and like you said, the Dundalk lads have been here. We have a few that's been the cup final, and you have the likes of Jack and Graham who've already played here, and a couple of more internationals as well, so I think we're well used to it.
The run in the FAI Cup, that famous game in Galway when Lee Grace pops up in the last minute, and then the other most memorable moment for me is beating Bohemians 2-0 at Dalymount Park in the semi-final too. So you had to do things the hard way, given you thought in that Galway game it could have been, you know, disaster, replay and whatever, and then the Bowes game, having beaten them for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, like you said, the Galway game could have been disaster. They obviously played well for us after they were 1-0 up, and we got the late winner. Greener scored, made it 1-1, and then I thought to myself, it's a replay, it's going to be, and then Lee popped up with a great header and put us through, and like you said, we beat Bowes, which was nice at their place, and now we're here.
What do you remember about the games against the team you face on Sunday, Dundalk? They've beaten you to the league by 11 points, but they've been tight games. They've been, I think, 3 of the 4 in the league, and particularly one of the games in Tala, I think they won, but you guys played very, very well. What's your memories of the games against them?
Yeah, they've been alright. I think they've obviously had beat us a couple of times this year, and I think the last game in Oriel, I thought we played quite well. They obviously beat us 3-2, and the one in Tala we played well as well, but they beat us, so now I'm looking forward to it, and be a good game for the neutrals as well, I think.
There's been lots of comment this week about Dundalk and being favourites, and I don't really understand people that say that, because for me it's a 50-50 game. I think it's the two best teams, similar to Cork and Dundalk the previous years. Like, most people think that Dundalk will just win this match because they've won the league. Yeah. I'm sure you guys are happy to hear that, because it might add a little bit of extra motivation for you.
Yeah, for me, I wouldn't really read into any of that. Like, even if people are coming out saying we're favourites, I wouldn't read into it, but obviously they've won the league, they've won the other cup as well, and they've been here and won it the last couple of years, I think, and they'll obviously be favourites, but for me, I won't read into it, and I don't think any of the lads will either.
What are the keys to winning these big games against the other big teams in the league? And, you know, you're not sure if you're playing left back, who'll play on the right wing for Dundalk, but whoever it will be, you know, you're going to face a difficult opponent. And Sean Gannon raiding up the wing, who's the right back in the team of the year, and you're the left back. So for you, what are the keys to a good performance and to try and win this game?
Just have to, I think, prepare for it like any other game I will. And just go out on the day and hopefully do as best I can. Hopefully it falls into place. I think you need a little bit of luck as well. On the day, I think you might need a decision here or there to go for you, but I think for me personally, I'll just prepare for it as normal.
You're born 94?
Yeah.
I'm born 89, so neither of us were alive when the Rovers last won the league, 86-87. A 3-0 win over Dundalk, actually, I think it was, at Dalyman Park at the time. And I know everyone talks about the weight and the 24 cups that Rovers have. And when Pats won the cup here in 2013, it was 50-odd years for them. It's a long wait, and most of the players weren't born. The manager, probably Stephen Bradley, would have been 3 or 4 when that happened. So it's a long time since Rovers have won the cup.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and obviously there's a lot of fans and rings in, and they've sort of gave me a little reminder every now and again. But yeah, it's been a long time, and hopefully we can break that record on Sunday.
And lastly for you, Cavo, in the team of the year, you've had a really good season. I've got a record saying, you know, you're one of the best players in the league. Your left foot, that reverse pass that every team knows you want to play, yet they can't stop it happening, is something that you've just mastered this season. And I know you've spoken about being happy to be home. You signed a new deal to stay at Rovers for the next couple of seasons too, and a great place to end the season on a happy note for you as a footballer coming home up the road from your house and back home happy playing football.
Yeah, I don't think you could write it really. Being around the corner, being back home, playing football and enjoying your football, it's massive, and hopefully I can go and finish the season on Sunday happily again.
Have you allowed yourself to picture high-fiving and that trophy out there yet?
No, I haven't. I don't think I'll be one of them that I walk by it and touch it or think, oh, Janie, I could be lifting that, but I just, like I said earlier, prepare for the game and play the game, and hopefully it goes their way.
That's it for another week on the show. Thanks to all of our guests. We'll speak to you next Sunday, folks. Enjoy the games. Bye-bye.